This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. In Karnataka, the KRPP leader G. Janardhan Reddy merged his party with the Bharatiya Janata Party yesterday and rejoined the party along with his wife Aruna Lakshmi ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. They joined the party in the presence of party leader B.S. Yediyurappa and state BJP president B.Y. Vijayendra. In another political development, Congress has released a list of 5 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Prahlad Gunjal will contest from Kota, Ramchandra Chaudhary from Ajmer, and Sudarshan Rawat from Rajasamand constituencies in Rajasthan. In Telangana, the Bharat Rashtriya Samiti (BRS) party officially declared its candidates for all 17 Lok Sabha constituencies for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections 2024. The announcement of Gaddam Srinivas Yadav for the Hyderabad Lok Sabha seat marks the culmination of the candidate selection process. It is understood that BRS President and former Chief Minister Chandrasekhar Rao explored all avenues for social equity in the selection process. The party leaders assert that this strategic selection of candidates with considerable grassroots support would enhance the party's prospects, positioning them favourably against rival parties Congress and Bharatiya Janata Party (BJP). The BRS won 9 Lok Sabha seats in 2019, while 5 sitting MPs of the party recently deserted the party and joined other parties. In Bihar, nomination of candidates is picking up momentum for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Gaya, Nevada, Aurangabad and Jamui parliamentary constituencies. 28 March is the last date of filing of nomination papers for the first phase. Earlier, a total of 9 candidates filed their nomination papers. BJP candidate from Aurangabad Lok Sabha seat Sushil Kumar Singh and RJD nominee from Nevada parliamentary constituency Shravan Kumar Kushwaha are among prominent candidates who filed their nomination papers yesterday. So far, 6 candidates from Aurangabad, 3 candidates from Gaya and 1 candidate from Nevada parliamentary constituencies have filed their nomination papers. In Jammu parliamentary constituency, so far, no nominations have been filed. Voting will be held on 19th April in these 4 Lok Sabha constituencies. External Affairs Minister Dr. A. Jaishankar called on Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong yesterday. During the meeting, both the leaders exchanged views on Indo-Pacific and West Asia. In a social media poll, Dr. Jaishankar said, "His positive sentiments on India's relationship have always been a source of strength for our ties." He said India valued the Singapore Prime Minister's perspectives on the current state of the world. Dr. Jaishankar is on a 3-day visit to Singapore. Earlier, the External Affairs Minister also met the Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore, Vivian Balakrishnan. During the meeting, they reviewed the progress of India and Singapore's bilateral cooperation. Separatist leader Shabir Ahmed Shah's daughter Samar Shabir Shah and the late Hurriyat leader Syed Ali Shah Gilani's granddaughter Rua Shah have published identical notices in local newspapers in Kashmir, distancing themselves from the separatist ideology. In the notices published last week, the two women, family members of separate patriarchs, have also asserted that they are loyal citizens of India and aren't affiliated with any organization that is against the country's sovereignty. In her notice, Rua Shah says she doesn't have any connection or affiliation with Hurriyat Conference run by her grandfather, Syed Ali Shah Gilani. Rua further said she doesn't have any inclination or sympathy towards the ideology of the organization. In Jammu and Kashmir, the preparations for the annual Amarnath Yatra have commenced as health certificates are being arranged in 10 districts of Jammu Division, allowing pilgrims to initiate their journey from the specified date. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a total of 112 doctors have been designated to issue compulsory health certificates from health centres across the region, a prerequisite for advanced passenger registration. The official announcement of the Amarnath Yatra is pending. Discussions during a recent meeting of the Sri Amarnath Shrine Board hinted at a potential commencement date of June 29. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 4 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock on with Gujarat Titans at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium at Chennai. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.